Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good day once again, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Jumping the Gun. I'm Derek Gunn, along with my main man, Brother Dan. Brother Dan, as we always do each and every week, we take a quick look back at previous picks, and of course, we look ahead to the upcoming matchup. So first of all, how did we do last week?
D-Gun, we tied last week.
Wait a minute. You beat me last week, the week before, and now you're telling me all I was able to do was tie you?
That's right. Well, I mean, we did have some games canceled because of COVID, so that kind of threw off our numbers, but we both went 9-3 last week, so at least we both did well.
I'll take 9-3. Yeah, that's expert level when you go 9-3.
That's right. That's right.
All right, so now we move ahead to week number, what the heck week is it? 5, 6?
We're on week 6, I believe.
Man, this whole year's got me messed up, man.
Yep. It's getting messy with the NFL.
I'm telling you. All right, so we're in week 6 now, and of course we're going to begin with who? The Eagles?
The Eagles at home against the Ravens.
Oh, my
goodness.
Who are getting
7.5 points in Philly.
Can we just write the eulogy now? I mean, seriously? They had a shot against Pittsburgh. They had the shot, and lo and behold, for whatever reason, Jim Schwartz decides to put Nate Gary on Claypool. What in the world was he thinking?
You could see it coming as soon as they lined up. It was, I don't understand what he was trying to do there. Nate Gary has been getting toasted by tight ends, let alone the receiver that already has 3 touchdowns in the game.
The whole team's been getting toasted by tight ends.
Yeah, yep. It was a tough one. Sunday was a tough one.
Eagles right now 1-3-1. Now they're gonna play one of the best teams, not just in the AFC, but in all of football. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens, good Lord, are coming to the link. As much as I want to, you know I can't pick the Eagles in this game. You know I can't.
Oh, I
can't
I understand.
Do it. I can't do it. I thought Cincinnati would give Baltimore a better game, and they just put the foot on Cincinnati's throat. So you saw how Pittsburgh's defense came after Carson Wentz, and I thought Carson Wentz played a decent game. And Baltimore's defense and offense is faster than Pittsburgh. So I don't know. I don't know how. I just hope the Eagles make a good game of it. That's all I can ask.
Now, as you know, I've been taking the Eagles kind of...
Homer Dan!
Kind of taking my home team, but I can't do it this week. I can't do it against the Ravens. It's too much. Lamar Jackson's going to have a field day. He's going to be able to do pretty much whatever he wants. Whenever the Eagles are able to cover, he's just going to run for the first down or vice versa. Mark Andrews is going to have a field day also. Linebackers can't really cover anybody.
No.
So, yeah, the Ravens are going to win this one, I think, pretty easily.
Unanimous pick is Ravens over the Steelers. Okay. Over the Eagles.
Yes.
Ravens over the Eagles. Okay.
Yep. All right. So next we have the Texans, who are coming off of their win after Bill O'Brien was fired, at the Titans, who played tonight, I believe. Or tomorrow, excuse me. Tuesday.
On Tuesday, yep.
Yes. So we'll see how they look, but Texans at the Titans. No line right now.
Romeo Crennel, the oldest head coach now on an interim basis, taking over Houston, going to Tennessee, who's had extended time off. I don't care if Houston won or not. I'm taking Tennessee at home. I'm sorry. I got to go with Tennessee. Got to have it.
All right, I think the Titans are going to have some rust, but I think the Texans, coming off that win, they're riding the wave. Deshaun Watson is great. Hopefully, he's healthy. We saw that he was getting banged up in the last game, so Hopefully he's healthy. I think the Texans are going to pull this one out.
See, the reason I'm going to take Tennessee is this. Tennessee is a very basic team. They're not a real flashy team. And even though they've had this extended layoff, you know they're going to establish the run. So they're going to get the run game going before they even start throwing the football a lot. So that's why I say once they settle in, defense is going to take care of itself no matter what. If you're a decent defensive team, you're going to be ready to ball no matter what. So to me, it's the Titans' offense. I agree they could come out a little rusty, but because they're a run-oriented team first, I think it's easier to settle in with the run compared to if you're a pass team and use the run to set up the pass.
Okay, I think J.J. Watt's going to have himself a good game. He tweeted after the game yesterday that he was finally having fun again.
Okay.
A little shot at Bill O'Brien. But I think that defense is going to wake up a little bit. J.J. Watt is the obvious leader of the team. And when he's in good spirits, I think the team follows him.
Okay.
So next we have the Bengals at the Colts.
Wow, Bengals at the Colts.
The Colts are getting 7.5 at home.
I was surprised how the Bengals were a no-show against Baltimore. I thought that would be a much tougher game. I was a little shocked at how the Colts got shredded by Cleveland. But I still like Indy's defense, you know, and I think Indy's defense is going to put a chokehold and look Joe Burrow and those guys. So I'm going to pick Indy. I'm going to go with Indy in this game.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Bengals here.
Oh, a daring move on Brother Dan's part.
So Phillip Rivers has kind of not really given me any reason to believe in him this year so far. I mean, he's had an amazing career, but he's just too careless with the ball for my liking. I think Joe Burrow is on the come up. I think this is going to be one of his first big games against an established quarterback.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Bengals here.
All right. Sounds good.
I'm sticking my neck out for Joe Burrow here.
Okay. All right. That's a bold move.
Yep. So next we have the Falcons at the Vikings. The Vikings are getting 3.5 points in Minnesota.
I think you and I are going to differ on this one because the Vikings should have won that game in Seattle. So I'm going to take the Vikings at home. I think the Vikings have just too much firepower not to win at home. Although Dalvin Cook is now dealing with a groin injury, but I still think their running game, coupled with that passing game, Adam Thielen and Justin Jefferson, is too much for them to contend with at home.
So the Vikings and Falcons are kind of similar in that they find ways to lose games at the end. The Falcons finally firing Dan Quinn. I didn't think it was going to take them this long, but they just did that last night. So I think the Falcons, I'm going to go with them because I'm going with the team rallying around the interim head coach. It helped me last week with the Texans. I'll go with the Falcons here.
Oh, now you're starting to feel yourself,
That's
huh?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. We'll see how that one plays out.
And next we have the Broncos at the Patriots. This game wasn't played last week due to COVID. So we're going to have to make this pick again.
Wow. I don't care who's quarterback in the Patriots right now. I can't pick the Broncos. I think the Broncos are a mess. They have, you know, still have a lot of issues injury-wise and stuff. We don't know who the quarterback is week in and week out. You know, I'm going to go with Bill Belichick's overall scheme on offense and defense over the Broncos.
Yeah, we both picked the Patriots last week when this game was supposed to be played. I don't see it any different. Bill Belichick just knows what he's doing. The game is in Foxborough. Don't know what the quarterback situation is in Denver.
Right.
There's a million reasons why I'm going with the Patriots here. Plus, I mean, Cam Newton might be playing.
That's true.
Hopefully, we get to see Cam out there again. It was fun watching him the first few weeks. So I'll go with the Patriots here also. Next, we have the Washington football team at the New York Giants. The Giants are getting 3 points in New York.
Oh, my goodness. What a dud game this is. If I had tickets for this game, I'd want a rebate on my money. Giants against the Washington football team. The Giants should have beat the Cowboys. They had them. They should have beat them. And I think the Giants are getting a little bit better and better every week. Washington has a decent defense, but now the quarterback situation, Kyle Allen takes over for Dwayne Haskins, who's dropped down to number 3. He gets hurt in the game, hurts his shoulder trying to run. And then Alex Smith, what an incredible story, his journey to come back just to be able, not just to walk, but to play football again, gets in. Their offense sucked on Sunday. So I'm going to take the Giants in this. I think the Giants get their first win of the season.
Yeah, it was great seeing Alex Smith back out there this past Sunday. But I got to go with the Giants. I think that they would be better. I mean, obviously, with Saquon coming back, I think that really hurt them a lot this year. I think they win the game on Sunday, this past Sunday, without or with Saquon Barkley against the Cowboys. But I think the Giants have just enough to handle this game. This is going to be a very ugly game. I don't want to watch this one.
The one thing I like is that Devonta Freeman really is settling in with the Giants now. And I like the fact that, okay, you don't have Saquon Barkley, but they went out and got a proven running back, and Devonta Freeman showed what he can do against the Cowboys.
Yes, he's definitely a reliable option for Daniel Jones. And that you can't put enough of that around him.
Right.
So next we have the Browns, the 3-1 Browns at the Steelers. We're gonna break this one down a little bit. The Browns coming off of their win against the Colts, and the Steelers obviously beating our Eagles. The Steelers are 4-0 for the first time in 40 years.
40 years, yeah.
That's insane. So the Steelers are getting 3.5 points in Pittsburgh.
It's crazy that we are sitting here talking about the Cleveland Browns being relevant after decades of futility. But I tell you what, I was impressed at how they shredded that Indy defense. And Indy's defense was the number one ranked defense in the league. But I'm telling you, you got Jarvis Landry and Odell Beckham out there making circus catches. This is going to be a really good game. But if this game was played in Cleveland, I might lean a little bit more to Cleveland. But because it's in Pittsburgh, especially after watching Pittsburgh up close Sunday and all the weapons that they have, it's going to be a much better game than when we were looking at this game before the season started. I'm going to take the experience of Ben Roethlisberger and that team at home.
Okay. I said 2 weeks ago that when the Browns played the Cowboys that was a show-me game, and that they didn't show me enough. Now, last week I said the Colts was also a show-me game, and they did show me enough. They won without being able to really run the ball.
Right.
That impressed me. They finally seemed to get some kind of stable connection between Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry and with Baker. I think their offense is going to be enough, and I think they can pull this one out in Pittsburgh. And also, the Steelers, that game was closer than the score indicated.
Yeah, it was.
Against
yeah,
the
it
Eagles.
Was.
So I think the Browns are going to get it done
this
week.
Oh, you feeling pretty bold this week.
All my Steelers fans are going to be mad at me for this one, definitely.
Okay, all right.
next, we have the Bears, who are coming off of beating Tom Brady and the Bucks, which I predicted.
Okay. Pat yourself in the back. You get that one.
At the Panthers. The Panthers are getting 2.5 points in Carolina.
Matt Rhule finally has that team turning the corner, even without Christian McCaffrey. Believe it or not, a few weeks ago, I thought it would have been an easy pick. I would have said the Bears. I like Carolina at home in this one. I'm going to take the Panthers in this one.
So just like you like the Panthers, and you've been pulling for them for a few weeks now, I'm going to go with the Bears. I like Nick Foles. I mean, obviously, he's a legend here. He's been having that offense. The offense has been moving the ball consistently. They have a solid running game, and the defense is the defense. Khalil Mack is amazing. Roquan Smith has been playing well. I'll go with the Bears here on the road. Defense travels.
Okay. So Teddy Bridgewater's balling, though.
He is. But I'm going to go with my man Nick Foles on this one.
All right.
And next we have the Lions at the Jaguars. The Lions getting 3.5 points in Jacksonville.
Another sieve of a game. But when it comes down to Matthew Stafford versus Gardner Minshew, I'm going to take Stafford. I'm going to take Stafford all day. I thought Jacksonville fooled me the first week of the season. I thought they were going to be something. But now they're playing like the Jacksonville of old. I'm going to take, even though Detroit, I never trust Detroit, I trust them right now a little bit more than I do Jacksonville.
Yeah, I agree. This game is going to be awful to watch, I think. You might get some highlight plays, but off of like broken coverages and things like
yes.
that. It's going to be not a great game to watch. And I probably would not be watching it. The Lions, I'll take the Lions, I guess. The Jaguars, I don't trust them. Gardner Minshew has been, he started off hot, but the magic is kind of wearing off on him.
Yep.
So I'll go with the Lions there. Next, we have the Jets at the Dolphins. The Dolphins getting 8 points in Miami.
Do we even need to talk about this game?
No, we do not.
I will not pick the Jets in a game this season. Even if they are on a 5-game winning streak, I don't know if I would pick the Jets this season. So after what the Dolphins did to the 49ers in Santa Clara, putting up 43 points on the Niners after the Eagles struggled to put up 25 and hold on to win a game there, didn't I tell you last week that Miami was going to give San Francisco a good game? I didn't think they would beat San Francisco.
You did say that, but I did tell you that Miami was going to win the game.
You did tell me that. Yes, you did. I will give you that. Yes, you did. So, yeah, I'm taking Miami easily in this game.
Yeah, definitely. You guys know the rules. Never pick the Jets. So
exactly.
I'll go with the Dolphins here. Fitzpatrick has been in the league forever. He gets hot and cold. Right now he's on a hot streak, and it's unfortunate for the Jets. He's gonna get him this week. Next, we have your Packers against the Bucks in Tampa Bay.
Ooh.
The Packers are getting 1.5 points in Tampa.
Ooh, man. Let's see. Aaron Rodgers, we've talked about this, is balling out right now, and he's throwing basically to nobody, and they're still winning. They're coming off their bye week going down to Tampa. Rodgers versus Brady. Brady's got some incredible weapons down there, but I like Green Bay's running game more than I like Tampa's, and I think that could be the difference. So I'm taking Aaron Rodgers in this game. I'm taking the Pack. Pack going 5-0, baby.
I really want to take the Packers here, but I think I'm going to go with the Bucks.
Just because I like the Packers.
That plays into it a little bit.
Whatever.
The Bucks are coming off of that loss last week, so I'm going to take Tom Brady here. I think he finally gets on the right page with Gronk. They've been just missing the past few weeks. I think they finally get it going this week. Plus, I like Ronald Jones. Ronald Jones has been playing pretty solid. I'll go with the Bucks here in Tampa.
Okay.
I'm not very confident in that, but I'll go with the Bucks.
All right.
Next, we have the Rams at the Niners. The Rams are getting 3.5 points in Santa Clara.
Let's see now. The Niners have lost 2 in a row. They're in a state of flux right now. The Rams, you don't know which Rams team is going to show up, but, man, did they show up this past Sunday? I'm going to take the Rams. I got to take the Rams in this game. The Niners have quarterback situation issues. You heard Kyle Shanahan said he pulled Jimmy Garoppolo because Garoppolo just didn't look right on that ankle. So I'm going to take the Rams. I'm going to take Jared Goff and the Rams in this game.
I think given that Jimmy is going to get a full week of practice this week, hopefully, that is if he is 100% healthy. We don't know what Kyle Shanahan has been back and forth with this. But if he does get that full week of practice, I think the Niners are going to start to look like the Niners again this week. I'll go with the Niners here. Coming off of that big loss, I just don't see them losing like that again. I'll go with the 49ers. The defense is just, they have a culture in San Francisco right now. They did a really good job of establishing that. And I don't think they're going to lose back-to-back at home.
Did you not see that Miami just put up 43 points on
that's
them?
Actually part of the reason why I think they're going to win this week.
Okay, all right.
I just feel like the embarrassment. Plus, remember last year, people were talking about how confident the Niners were even after losing the Super Bowl.
Right.
They acted like they were going to be back. I really think that team has a really good culture. They're very confident. And I think that was a humbling loss on Sunday. So I think they're going to come back and run the ball. They're going to, when you're down by 40 points or whatever, you can't really run the ball that much.
Okay.
So I think they need to establish it, the run early, and ride that for the rest of the game.
All right.
So next we have the Monday games. We have the Chiefs at the Bills, and there is no line for this right now.
I'm not surprised, but, you know, Chiefs, I'm shocked. Shocked losing at home to the Raiders. A team that I don't trust yet. The Chiefs lose their first game of the season. I think they bounce back in Buffalo. I don't see the Chiefs losing 2 in a row. Buffalo's good. Josh Allen has that team and playing confident football. Very good team at home, but I don't know if they can withstand Patrick Mahomes and all that speed they have on offense.
Now, if this game was in Kansas City, I'd agree with you.
You're going to disagree with me?
I'm going to disagree with you here. I'm going to take the Bills.
Respect your elders, son.
not here. The Bills, Josh Allen is on a hot streak. And you guys know how critical I've been of him. I thought the floor was going to come out from under him, and it hasn't yet. I think the Bills are going to take this one. But I do think this might be the last game the Chiefs lose all year. I'll go with Josh Allen here. That offense is too much. The defense needs to pick it up, though. Their defense has been a Swiss cheese defense all year.
Mm.
But I'm going out on a limb here.
Okay.
I'll go with the Bills. And lastly, we have the Monday night game, the Cardinals at the Cowboys. The Cardinals getting 3 points in Dallas.
Cardinals at the Cowboys. What a shame, Dak Prescott being hurt and lost for the rest of this season. You know, I know a lot of fans in this region are not Cowboy fans, hate the Cowboys. But I was proud of the fact that a lot of people stepped up. And like I said on my Twitter page, I don't care who you root for. I don't care if you like a player or not. You never want to see any player get injured like that and cost them the entire season. I was proud of the Philadelphia fan base, how they stepped up and said, you know what, you know, best wishes, Dak. We're praying for you, Dak. And you hate to see that. So the Cowboys get an all-important win over the Giants, but they lose so much more in losing Dak Prescott. But I still think Andy Dalton's no slouch. Andy Dalton's been around the block a few times. And you look at the weapon he's throwing to and who he's handing off to, even though they lost Tyron Smith, their Pro Bowl left tackle for the season with a neck injury, I still say Kyler Murray, I don't know what he's doing this season. He's been hot. He's been cold. He's been throwing as many interceptions as he has touchdown passes. I love Arizona's linebacking core. I think Arizona is one of the best linebacking cores in the game. But I'm not going to bet against the Cowboys at home in this one. I think they're going to rally around Andy Dalton. You know, you were talking about teams rallying around coaches when things go bad. I think this team now starts to rally around Andy Dalton, and might give them the jump start they needed to start doing better. That defense, that Cowboys defense is trash right now. Straight up trash. But I'm going to pick the Cowboys. It's a hunch. I'm going to pick the Cowboys at home in this one.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Cardinals. Kyler Murray has not been really playing up to what we expected yet. He started off hot, obviously, but the last few weeks has kind of cooled off. But I really like what I saw from that DeAndre Hopkins connection this past week. Did you see the 240-yard catches in a row?
Yes.
Against the Jets? It's insane. And I don't know how the Cowboys are going to be able to stop him.
Right.
Last year you would say it would be Byron Jones, and obviously not Byron Jones is in Miami. I don't know if the Cowboys are going to have enough to both worry about the Cardinals' running game, worry about Kyler Murray being able to run, and to cover DeAndre Hopkins and Larry Fitzgerald. I think it's going to be too much. But I do think it's going to be a shootout, though. But I'm going to go with the Cardinals here. I think this is Kyler Murray's chance to show out on a national stage. It's going to be Monday Night Football. The lights are going to be on, the whole thing. I'll go with Kyler Murray and the Cardinals here.
All right, there you have it. Once again, on a number of occasions, Brother Dan and I agree to disagree. And, of course, we will join you next week to find out who indeed was the better man when it comes to picking winners for the Week 6 of the NFL season. So, for Brother Dan, I'm Derek Gunn. This has been another edition of Jumping the Gun. Good luck to you, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.